Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Listen live on the freeradio.com app.
All right, let's get things going. Officially, some good news and some bad news to kick things off. What would you like first there, Mahoney?
Dave, why don't we start today's show with some bad news?
So this young lady, who I'm sure is a real treat, Michaela Francisco, she was arrested on charges of aggravated battery, carrying a concealed firearm during the commission of a felony, and improper exhibition of a firearm, according to the police in Bonton Beach.
Wait, improper exhibition of a firearm? Like, yeah. You presented it?
Here's my firearm, sir.
Were you like, what is this, the 80s, and you only had Barker's Beauties? It's 2020, man. You got to get the Barker's boys out there as well.
Barker's Bullets?
Or whatever. You know, you got to present it in a proper way. The proper exhibition of a gun.
Why do I feel like Barker's Boys are probably a racist alt-right group?
No. Have you seen that guy, that bearded guy on The Price is Right?
I thought it was a root beer.
No, is there a bearded guy?
Oh, yeah, he's handsome as hell.
You mean the dude who comes out and showcases stuff?
He exhibits stuff, the proper exhibition, not the improper exhibition like we're talking about.
So anyway, this young lady met a dude in a Publix parking lot to sell him weed.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. When the cops arrived, they found a car that had crashed into the concrete barriers near the entrance of Publix and 7 shell casings in the parking lot. Turns out the victim had to be taken to the medical center to be treated for injuries that were not life-threatening. Francisco, who was waiting in the parking lot, was detained. I don't know why she waited there. During an interview with the police, she told detectives that the man got out of the car, approached her passenger side window, tossed money into the car, and she handed him marijuana. But then it turns out the money was fake, and so that's a shooting.
Was it one of those $100 bills or $50 bills that has a sermon on it? Because if so, she's justified. So justified.
You know what he's talking about? It looks like a $100 bill, and they'll drop them on the ground. But then when you pick it up, it's got like a Bible verse on there about how you...
No. I was talking about when I was waiting tables. What occasionally...
Waiting tables? Like,
I waited tables near a church in St. Louis when I was waiting tables. And occasionally people would leave those.
No.
And there was nothing more tilting than seeing the little money sticking out. You open it up, and then that's your tip?
Yeah.
I'm I will straight up fight you. So
if the verse wasn't thou shall not kill, you missed an opportunity because I'm going to track you down. And I'm going to shoot you in a public parking lot.
I'm on this jury. Not guilty, Your Honor.
I'm here to represent Bonton Beach. Not guilty. Some good news today as well. A 7-year-old that was bullied at school has turned it into a very positive thing. So after facing bullying at school, rather than internalizing the pain or trying to get even, this spirited 7-year-old decided to channel his energy into something positive by opening a food bank. So I asked my mom if she could help me spread love and positivity. And the more I gave back to the community, the more I wanted to keep doing it.
At 7?
7.
Somebody thought this way at 7.
Or initially funded by his own savings. No, this little kid wanted to do it. The boy started out by assembling and distributing care packages for food for his elderly neighbors at toiletries, things like that, and especially during this time, right?
Yeah, it's tough.
Over time, the popular project started to snowball. Contributions started to come in. Him and his mom launched a food pantry staged in a space donated by a local warehouse. They've been able to fill multiple 53-foot trailers for the cause.
Wow. Kids are mean. And quite awful, honestly.
Kids are terrible.
7-year-olds are still like quite little.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But to go out here and wanting to do this type of service after being bullied.
Well, you know, this is what, and I think this is, you think about the pain that the kid has to be suffering because there's nothing, like even later on in life, we're like, oh God, nothing really, I don't feel anything anymore. But at 7 years old, that was the worst possible thing that could be happening to him. And the way that he decided to go about it to channel his energy into something that like is helping the community and doing awesome. I love this.
Does it kind of bum you guys out though that he is 7 and he's already done something more significantly good for the world than all of us put together with our collective years on Earth?
No. They need people like me to make people like that look good.
Yeah, I see.
Contrast.
It's kind of like you need the before and the after picture. Otherwise, you just look like you're in shape. Maybe you've always been that way.
Yeah.
I get it. Okay.
I'm the always after you've done a whole bunch of math and moved to middle of Missouri photo.
Start giving out fake $100 bills as tips.
Buy weed in Florida.
Get shot, whatever.
Here's what's making news.
So Delta has come out, and they're not messing around with the whole coronavirus thing as cases are surging across the country. Delta has added 460 passengers who refuse to wear masks to their no-fly list.
Good.
Wow.
So the CEO said that 460 customers who refuse to wear the masks are added to the no-fly list. The Georgia-based airline and many other U.S.-based carriers begin to require the non-vented fabric face coverings during flights back in May. Wearing a mask is among the simplest and most effective actions we can take to reduce transmission, which is why Delta has long required them for our customers and our people, he wrote as he announced the bans. But yeah, Delta obviously is a private company. They're publicly traded, but they can do whatever the hell they want with their planes.
It's
they
a say private you, company, yes.
They say you can't fly on our planes because you're not following our rules. That's just like you can't get on our planes because you won't stop getting up and urinating in the middle of the aisle on the flights.
Which, by the way, they named the wrong pastor. Do you remember that one?
Yeah, so I think it was last week or week before, whatever it was. There was a pastor who claimed that he was on some sort of sleeping pills.
Huh.
Maybe it had some whatever. It doesn't really matter. But the end result was he walked to the back of the plane and was standing there waiting for the restroom and then started urinating on one of the passengers. A young lady who is sleeping in the seat since she got woken up by getting peed on, which
yes,
is
yep,
horrible.
Horrible. But you said they named the wrong guy?
Yeah, they said it was somebody who was in Billy Graham's, you know.
Like a mega church or something like that, right?
It was Will Graham, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Yes,
oh.
It was somebody, yeah.
So, and he was like, yeah, no, it wasn't me. I was at home with my wife on that day because they did, but somehow somebody just thought it was a good idea to name him, and then it caught like wildfire. And,
I mean, if they're going to name Will Graham, for a story like that, you have to name him Willie Graham, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Has to be.
Young Willie.
But 460 people on the no-fly list for Delta.
Yeah,
so,
yep. You break a company's rules. It's, Dave is on a no-shop list at Blockbuster Music. You can never go back.
I can
back
never go back. I've been
never
banned for
again.
Life. Yep.
You can never go back.
Where am I going to get my compact discs?
I don't know.
So recently, a new upgrade developed by scientists in the UK has increased the ability of solar panels to absorb a stunning 125% more energy. So we talk about all these breakthroughs in green energy, and we all know that that's kind of the way that things have to go,
shifting
right?
Shifting forward, yeah.
Yeah, and the team achieved this feat by utilizing a checkerboard design for their panel face instead of the traditional flat panel surface. But the new design reportedly increased the diffraction rate, which is, means that it can produce a lot more energy, more than double of what the previous model was. And so they're saying that this is a huge breakthrough.
I love technology, man.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it coming.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Four more states may legalize marijuana on November 3rd. So residents in New Jersey, Arizona, South Dakota, and Montana will vote as to whether or not recreational marijuana will be legal.
You know what's awesome? States that have legalized marijuana.
Yeah.
It's
awesome.
It's, you know what's not awesome? States that don't. I'm sorry. Yeah. Like, here's the thing. Get those tax dollars because everybody's
it, yes.
doing it anyway.
Yeah.
And your police can focus on real crimes.
Yeah.
Not some dumb hippie like me sitting out in his backyard listening to some Bob Marley smoking weed.
You're listening,
being
Yacht
the most
Rock.
Generic suburbanite dude ever.
Supporters have pointed out that obviously pot sales help with the economy and everything that's going on there. And also the decades-long social issues, like you mentioned, Mahoney. It's like the cops don't need to be worried about
incarcerating nonviolent criminals.
Throwing somebody in jail for a little bit of weed.
Yeah, the reason that these laws are on the books in the first place, much like a lot of blue laws, it was to unfairly police and prosecute minorities, and it's pretty disgusting. It's 2020. Marijuana has been proven to be way, way less harmful than alcohol, so let's just get with the times.
Yeah, so, I mean, do you guys think that all four states will go? I mean, Jersey,
yes.
Arizona, South
if it's
Dakota,
on
and
the
Montana.
Ballot,
I don't
it
know.
Hits.
Those are some pretty. Isn't Arizona pretty.
Arizona tends to kind of go back and forth.
Arizona does their own thing. They're going to legalize it because guess what?
Everybody from Arizona
is driving, you know, however far it is to Nevada to get their weed.
Yeah, that's fair.
Just like every other state that has a state that has legalized marijuana
around
next to a state that doesn't.
They're
like,
I'm just gonna,
come on in.
I'm going to take another road trip.
We're going to pave these roads even better so you can just drive in. And if you are one of those ones that's like right on the border, you're like, put in a drive-through. Hire Chick-fil-A to engineer it.
So that'd be
people,
smart.
People can get through that.
Great
quick
customer
sell.
Service.
And finally, a Pennsylvania family has unveiled their secret weapon when it comes to trick-or-treating. They have developed and built a candy pult, meaning that they're going to launch candy at children
That is hilarious.
They're walking by, as opposed to having to make contact.
That's hilarious. I feel like I would do it like a hornet. You remember those things that you used to put like a little paper hornets with a rubber band?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like I would do that. Just slingshot around and chill at kid's face.
Oh, yeah.
Catch, kid. Open your mouth. What's
how do all these kids lose an eye?
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
If you could have background music play as you entered the room, what song or songs would you want to play?
Message deleted.
Oh, easy. With arms wide open from Creed.
Really? That would be the first thing. But I think that's hilarious. It's the first thing that you thought.
So, I've been seeing people post a meme about Creed, Dave, and Nickelback. They're like, 2020 feels like, you know, I'm either voting for Creed or voting for Nickelback. There is a distinct difference between Creed and Nickelback. You go to a Creed show, it's going to probably suck. Scott Staff just doesn't have it anymore.
Okay,
you
hang, go to hang, a, hang on.
You
this
go
always
to a
drives
Nickel, you go to a it's, Nickelback
his,
show.
His name is Scott Staff.
Whatever his name is.
That's Scott Staff.
You go to a Nickelback show, you put on your old school Affliction shirt.
Oh,
you put on
yes.
the tight fit and True Religions. Ooh. You get yourself an $8 beer, and then you party all night long.
Would you say like a rock star?
That's right. That being said, answering the Scott's question, Ultimate Warrior entrance music from WWF back in the day, I would just come running
just
in
come
and
running
then shake
in.
Everything.
Like, could you stop that, sir? You're at a buffet.
Is this like walkout songs for like if I were at any point in time?
Yeah, like, yeah, just
know.
Like if you had like an entrance song for when you busted in a room.
Oh my gosh, so many things just went through my head. With arms wide open, Creed.
Yes.
What?
Perfect choice.
How are both of you sticking with Creed?
Shut up, Mahoney.
So say you have kids, and when they're in high school and come to you and they say they want to commit their time to their YouTube channel and they really want to be a vlogger, would you accept and support them, or would you just completely disown them?
Message deleted.
It depends on the kid, right? Like, I mean, as a parent, because I'm starting to have those conversations with my four, almost five-year-old now, you know, where people ask her what she wants to be, but she has an answer for it now.
What is that?
And she wants to be a YouTuber.
She wants to be a veterinarian. And,
okay.
And so I was talking to her about it yesterday.
Quite different than a YouTuber.
I was like, what do you want to be when you grow up? She's like, I want to be a veterinarian. And then she went on to list all the animals that she hates.
That's actually kind of a good way of speaking out of being a veterinarian.
What animals does she hate?
She hates cows. She's like, cows are gross. I'm like,
what? Cows are so
She's like,
cute.
Do I have to take care of cows if I'm a veterinarian?
Yes.
I'm like, yeah, man, that's part of the gig.
All of them.
And she's like, and guinea pigs? Ew, I hate guinea pigs.
She is like cows
Ian
or guinea pigs?
Ian, you
so
also
bizarre.
Hate guinea pigs? What?
I just don't agree with them. It's not that I'm anti-guinea pig. I just don't agree with them. I just don't think
politics?
They should be
like, what are you talking about?
I just don't think they should be around.
The same beliefs.
I just don't think they should be around. No, but I mean, if you have a kid that, and I think most people can tell, is talented in that way, it's kind of like, my parents never had me try out for the football team because we played enough backyard football to know
they knew you weren't
I'm not a good football player. We're not going to buy all that equipment because you're not very talented.
My girlfriend, her niece, she's 11 and she wants to be a farmer, but we hate to break it to her that the farming industry is not really doing too
hot. You know
how
much a tractor costs?
I know.
No, actually, I don't.
Like $1 million.
$1 million?
Like, you want a tractor? It's like
$1 million.
No, seriously.
John Deere
$1 million tractor,
like
a good one,
like the legit
that's
tractor,
actually
not some
like
bootleg
till
ass tractor.
Up the land and not like just like squander all of your
when
farmland.
When Toby Keith was saying, "You think my tractor's sexy? No, but we think your bank account is."
Well, or I mean, honestly, it could be like, "Hey, do you think my tractor's sexy? It's worth more than the truck that I got up front. Like, come watch me ride it, baby. This is the Porsche."
No, the most
tractors,
like
man.
They have tractors, so it's like all very proprietary. So like John Deere will like the amount of money it costs to get one of these things, and then you can only like get it repaired at John Deere service centers, and you have to get like software updates. It is a racket.
I had
tractors
no
have
idea.
Software. Did you know that?
Well, yeah,
I
figured as much. I mean, you got to think
progress.
That, you know, piloting the thing is probably pretty tricky. If
piloting,
you're just...
I just thought it was like a little knob. A little front one up, back knob,
what
side
you?
Knob.
She saw Footloose once, and that's her entire
I mean,
idea
reference
of
to tractors.
If you're going on a hayride, sure, but I mean, we're talking. If this thing costs $1 million, it better fly like a.
That's true.
That's four Ferraris.
No,
man.
They have a lot of them have GPS.
Yeah, they better.
Yeah.
It should drive itself.
I'm listening to my podcasting.
Whoa!
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, if you're from out of town, we love you. Thanks for the business. Come back. But when you're on our highways, stay in the right lane. Please, You don't know where you're going. Anywhere. Stay out of the way. Please.
Message
I think
deleted.
That can be applied to everywhere USA.
Yeah, nobody likes the out-of-town driver. That's the easiest thing. If you're road raging and you're finding a reason to hate somebody even more than you already do, and then you see that license plate and they're from out of town,
mm-hmm.
you're like, oh, you but son of a bitch.
Also, get out of the fast lane if you ain't going fast.
People from Ohio can't drive. Move! Yeah, but that's law right there.
I mean, everybody thinks that other states yeah. have the worst drivers.
Well, it's because, like you guys are saying, they don't know where they're going in your state.
Well, and, I mean, yeah, like, why are you going... 5 miles.
Can we move
the?
Because some of us are scared to drive.
That, and
above
that's why get out of the lanes.
And I stay
in the right.
It's raining. It's hard to drive in the rain.
Every weekday morning from 6 to 10, the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So now Arby's has the meats and the dough. Sounds like an eligible bachelor, doesn't it?
I mean, what kind of dough are we talking about here, Dave?
They just bought Dunkin' Donuts.
Arby's bought Dunkin' Donuts?
So wow, Arby's is under the same umbrella. It's Arby's, Buffalo Wild Wings, and Sonic. And now...
What a random threesome.
Right? Yeah. So the parent company, the chain, formerly known as Dunkin' and Baskin-Robbins, is negotiating a deal to go private to the sale of the new owner, which is the Arby's, Buffalo Wild Wings, and Sonic brand.
Huh.
Yep.
Okay.
Dunkin' has more than 13,000 locations, and there's about 8,000 Baskin-Robbins, so that's a whole lot of stores.
Yeah, when you think about how many storefronts those two have, that is insane.
Yep.
Like, because Dunkin', I believe, is the number two coffee chain.
The Starbucks, right?
Yeah, Starbucks is number one, but I believe Dunkin' is number two.
I mean, there's, like, some other ones that have popped up, and obviously there's, like, some good standalone local shops and things like that, but... I mean, as far as, like, the big coffee chains, it's just Starbucks and Dunkin', isn't it?
Pretty much. You got Caribou Coffee in certain parts of the
country.
Like,
Seattle's Best, you know? Like, they've got some little pop-up shops. But as far as, like, major ones around the country where there is one seemingly on every corner.
If I'm driving on the highway anywhere USA, Starbucks or Dunkin' are probably the two.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. One of the two. Starbucks more often than not, but... are we going to see the elusive Dunkin' Donuts and Arby's crossover? Because I want a roast beef sandwich that is covered in two Boston cream-filled donuts.
Ew.
With the meats right between with some horsey sauce on there.
I just want a bunch of donut holes that are actually beef.
Phil, actually, here we go. Dave, we need to be hired by their product management team. So you have donuts,
uh-huh.
and then in the actual hole of the donut,
you put
roast
some meat
beef.
In there?
Yeah, roast beef.
So you put some meat in
just
the hole.
Just like a glazed donut, please. No more Boston cream filled. We don't need like meat filled holes.
Jelly donuts?
No.
Like jelly donuts? My favorite's jelly donut.
Not
my
with
favorite.
Meat.
Oh, no. You get the sweetness and the saltiness. It combines.
Since we're already talking about food this early, let's just go ahead and jump to another food-related story. Chick-fil-A has announced that their sauces are going to be sold in stores now. And Chick-fil-A sauce is... awesome.
Will Mahoney ever leave his house ever again now that you can buy the Chick-fil-A sauce?
I don't know.
And not have to go.
Fun fact, I actually don't use the Chick-fil-A sauce. I always get it for my wife, but I don't use it
for
myself. The
Chick-fil-A sauce is the best fast food sauce, hands down.
You don't need any sauces for the spicy chicken sandwich.
You don't need it, nope. But it still improves the taste.
I'm a spicy chicken sandwich purist. I don't need any additional condiments on it.
Ranch.
Ranch would be good.
Yeah.
But they're going to start selling their specialty sauces in Publix, Winn-Dixie, Walmart, Kroger, beginning mid-November. So Chick-fil-A sauces and Polynesian sauce were offered as part of the pilot program in select Florida retailers earlier this year, and we're expected to expand availability to our two most loved sauces around the country. So not going to be able to get all of them, but the Chick-fil-A sauce as well as the Polynesian sauce.
Oh, that's my favorite.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. That's
it's like coming. It's coming.
Superior sweet and sour.
Yeah. So an unexploded bomb from World War II has washed up in North Carolina. It's a 100-pound World War II era unexploded bomb.
Who was made to go and touch it?
No.
Like who took
like
it and retrieve
guy.
It?
Yeah.
Like, the one good thing about like America fighting the war in Europe as opposed to here in America, they find World War II era bombs like
all the time. Yeah.
Yeah, because they just dropped.
All the bombs.
Millions of
all
bombs.
The bombs. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but literally all the bombs.
So we didn't fight it here, yeah. and yet somehow an unexploded bomb
washed up
on shore in North Carolina. So, I mean, it would seem like it, the sort of thing that if you dropped it, you would want to go find it.
Well, I mean, it probably could have caught like a current or something.
How much does a bomb or a standard missile cost?
Oh, back then, those bombs back in the day, those weren't
very pricey.
Like, very pricey.
Like new age bombs. Like you want to buy a bomb today? Like a missile?
Like a new age bomb is
like a couple million dollars.
A couple million dollars?
Yeah, it's like a jet. Basically, you got to have like a rocket engine in there. That's what it is. That's like the.
Are you talking about like a nuclear missile? Or are you talking just like a fighter jet?
Like a cruise missile? Yeah, a Sidewinder or a Ram.
And then the shipping costs are just the shipping costs.
They're one way.
Yeah.
you go into UPS or like, would you like to add insurance? You're like.
No, I don't think I'm
going to.
Nah,
didn't you like so basically our entire space program was basically just a, you know, hey, look, we could send a rocket to the moon. We could send a rocket over to Moscow. That's basically what our whole space program was built upon.
Did you guys see that girl that was trending over the weekend? She's 18 years old and her goal is to be the first person to walk on Mars in 2033. But she's already completed all of NASA's space programs at 18 years old.
No, those are just camps.
No,
you have
a space camp.
No, I know, Dave.
Why are you traveling?
I'm not. They've just been putting this out for the last couple of years, and so she's completed all the camps. But she doesn't even have a college degree yet, and hasn't been officially accepted by NASA.
No, space camp used to freak me out.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Like, she wants to be the first person. This is just
you're
falling for her family's propaganda.
She doesn't have like an aerospace engineer.
It is, Dave.
She got participation trophy, Dave, essentially.
I can go sign up.
You guys are
haters. If I had rich parents, I could go do all the same
things. She's an impressive young lady.
No, for sure, but saying you're going to be the first one.
That's her goal.
You haven't even been accepted by NASA.
Yeah, she's doing 2-a-days, but she's not on the team yet, man.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, Dave.
Like, I get it.
You guys are awful. Yeah, you guys are terrible people.
No,
she's an 18-year-old.
She's got to have dreams. That's her dream. That's her dream.
She's accomplished everything.
Well, you're like, she's
going
to be the first person to walk on Mars.
That's her goal. Her goal.
She wants to be.
It's not a guarantee that she's going to be the first person to walk on Mars, because of course not.
She's not going to be.
She's not.
Why?
How do you know?
Because Elon Musk is.
Oh, God.
Dave Farah and the fake morning shoes. Wait. Fake morning. Dave Farah and the fake news morning show.
You know you're putting fake news out there.
Fake news.
Fake news.
Fake news. Fake news.
I'm a liar. Yeah, I'm a liar.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show presents Fake News
Farah. So you guys know that I would only lie to you if I absolutely had to, which in this case I do, because I, well, there's not really any reason for it, I guess. I'm just lying to you to see if you can figure out which one of these is fake. I've got three stories. All of them sound absolutely ridiculous. Only one of them actually is fake news. Are you guys ready for these three stories?
Let's hear it, Dave.
Okay. So, again, only one is fake. Story number one is a Colorado woman cited after her pet deer gored a woman walking her dog. The buck attacked a woman who was walking her dog in Colorado Springs. Victim said she was surprised when the deer started following her and then knocked her to the ground and gored her with its antlers. The victim tried to run to a neighbor's house and then her own house, but the deer kept following her, knocking her down again and goring her. The deer even continued to attack her as she frantically opened her garage door and only stopped when she ran between two cars. The woman suffered serious lacerations to her head, cheek, legs, and bruises, hospitalized overnight.
Oh, yeah.
The deer then approached a Colorado police officer who was called to investigate, and the officer euthanized the deer. Did it just have like a blow, like a dart gun?
Yeah, you got to take down the
euthanize.
Euthanized means killing.
Killed it. Yeah, yeah.
Like,
the way that.
Well, you think a dart gun?
No, man.
He probably shot him with his
buckshot.
So that would make more sense. But it's. You say with a buckshot?
Yeah. I gave myself my own drum.
So good. But yeah, so the woman who owned the deer is now in trouble because, you know, she you can't have a deer as a pet. And she also is cited for illegally feeding wildlife as well.
What?
So could be fined about $1,000.
Yeah, I mean, that's considered a wild animal. I think you have to have the proper types of permits. That sounds legitimate to me. Like, I believe, like, deer get aggressive, man. And if you've ever seen a video where the deers turn the tables on the hunters and they, like, start stamping on them.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. It's not pretty.
Legit.
Yeah.
Did this article say it was a dude deer or a lady deer?
It was a buck.
It was a buck, so it was
okay.
A male.
Yeah. I was going to say. I just didn't know if that was going to be part of the fake news. I'm just trying to fish out the details here. Okay. That's all. Okay.
A quadruple amputee is arrested for drunk driving after crashing into a police car.
This is real. It's got to be Florida, too.
1:55 a.m. No, this is actually in Maryland. Huh. Firefighters responded to a call about a motor vehicle collision involving a Maryland State Police cruiser, as well as a structure. Turns out that the person that was driving a Chevy pickup truck had struck the Maryland State SUV and then the East Coast Investments building as well. No injuries were reported. Troopers from the on the scene found a dude whose name is Dayton James Weber, 22 years old, placed under arrest and charged with DUI and reckless driving.
So this guy doesn't have arms or legs. He somehow found a way to get drunk and then drove with no arms or legs into a building.
Correct.
That sounds about right.
Okay. So you think the first two sounded pretty spot on so far?
I think so far so good. I'm not my BS meter's not going off.
Not okay. Even for number two after everything you just said out loud, you didn't hear that? And go,
hey
what?
Man, technology.
What?
Story number three.
I don't know.
A man who identifies as a turkey wants to end Thanksgiving. James O'Keefe, 42, has identified as a turkey since he was 25 years old. He plans to go on a 100-day hunger strike to raise awareness amongst the American population. In fact, he's already in the 100-day hunger strike because he wants people to be aware that millions of his brethren are being killed every year because of Thanksgiving.
Huh.
Birds are nothing that's different from humans. Yes, they have feathers and beaks and claws and wings and hatch eggs, but they still have feelings just like us, he told reporters.
Turkeys are aggressive and ugly as hell.
Oh, I hate them with their little scrotum chins.
Yeah. Turkeys may be the best tasting ugly animal that exists on the planet, which is not a great combination. If you're ugly,
and delicious, you're in trouble.
You know what purpose? Like seriously, what purpose do turkeys serve other than to be served?
Huh?
Like what do they do for the ecosystem?
I don't know. I don't think anything.
I could Google it, but it takes some time.
Screw turkeys. Good point. All right, so only one of these is fake.
Audrey, what do you think?
You said it earlier, and it actually made it make me think that it's got to be fake number two. I'm going to go, there's no way the guy just got drunk with no arms, no legs, crashed into a building, and like the whole thing. I really do believe that there are people out there that would go on a hunger strike for a turkey.
Okay. And you have no problem with the deer story either. So you
the deer
think
story is 100% true. The quadruple amputee drunk driver, 100,000% true.
Uh-huh.
The fake story here is James O'Keefe and the identifying as a turkey.
No, that's so true.
No, it is not.
One of you is correct. True. One of you is incorrect. And congratulations, Mahoney. Sorry, Audrey.
Of course he's going to crash the car after he gets drunk. Quadruple amputee.
Yeah, he doesn't have any arms and legs.
I got more questions then.
Glitz, glamour, fame, scandal, weight loss tea. It's Pop Trash.
As if this clown could get any more annoying. I'm talking about the dude who is in jail right now because of what he did with the fire festival. But they actually locked that guy up. And so,
not the guy who would do anything for the fire festival.
No, everyone liked him.
Yeah.
No, but I'm talking about that McFarland dude.
The guy who was actually the scammer behind everything.
Yeah.
The criminal.
He is serving 6 years behind bars on multiple fraud charges because of the disastrous festival. He recently decided to share his side of the story in a podcast, which is appropriately named Dumpster Fire. Which premiered on Tuesday, but
he's a dumpster FYRE.
Oh, yeah, sure you know is. It is. Oh.
Of course
wow.
It is.
How clever.
Yeah, the reason why he's in more trouble now, he's actually just got put into solitary confinement in jail, is because the trailer for the podcast was shared via Instagram, and it includes photos of him and some of his fellow inmates on prison grounds.
Yeah, so
how can you launch a podcast from inside prison?
Well,
was the first question, I guess.
You talking to your lawyer and they bring in a recording device?
No, he smuggled the microphone.
It on a prison phone.
On a prison phone. Yep. So it's like, this message is from inmate. And he's like, this is my side of the story. As if anyone's pining You're just a scam artist. Like, does anyone really need to hear?
That's why he's scamming people, is that he thinks, well, you know what? There might be a market that actually they had two documentaries that came out about it.
And I mean, I guess.
They were both pretty successful, so.
Scam artist going to scam, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So another reason why not to pay attention to Instagram influencers, because they can be easily bought by douchebags like that guy.
So while the new James Bond movie goes straight to streaming, a report on iMore.com says MGM has offered Apple TV a chance to bid on the James Bond movie to get it out to audiences before the April 2021 release. Is it done? Is it like fully shot?
That movie's been done for a while. They've already relaunched relaunched it twice. Like, they've spent millions and millions and millions of dollars marketing this movie two times, and both times they've ended up pulling it. So to me, it seems like if they're trying to get their money back sooner than later, streaming is probably the way to go. But they,
I guess, they're pitting Apple TV and Netflix against each other. But I mean, Apple TV has had a lot of good stuff recently with huge stars. Mm-hmm. I mean, but this would definitely be the biggest. It's not just like a rando movie that happens to have
that, like Tom Hanks. Did you watch that movie?
No, it's a submarine movie. I don't like submarine. I don't know why.
You 571 with Bon Jovi?
Such a good movie.
Hell yeah.
Wait, which one?
Check that out.
You 571.
Nope, never seen it. Never even heard of it.
Probably the best submarine movie ever made.
No, The Hunt for Red October. Hunt for Red October is the best submarine movie.
Hunt for Red October would have been better if Bon Jovi would have been in it.
You guys bond over the weirdest movies.
Yeah.
Like, and I love it. Okay.
That was a
I need
big
everyone
time
to understand.
Movie, like,
Mahoney always
ago.
Points at Ian, like, you know what I'm talking about. And
he's like, John Bon Jovi, hell yeah, I got
Bond over submarine movies. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, it's bizarre.
Better than the Beatles Yellow Submarine movie, which was
not great.
Not great.
So Offset got into some trouble this weekend, got detained for a while, got handcuffed. Huh?
Can you Offset let people know who Offset is, Dave?
Offset is Cardi B's
dude.
Well, husband, divorced.
Yeah, he's got a career of his own. Hello.
No, he's Cardi B's husband. Let's not get
at this point.
He's in Migos.
He is in Migos, but he's
Mr. Cardi B.
Dave doesn't know who Migos are.
Okay.
Yeah, it's this great group.
You were going to say rock group.
It's a great energy drink.
Okay. I know nothing about Migos. So should I?
Migos, like they haven't had anything in a bit. But
they're like Amigos minus the A.
No. Okay. Yes, it is Cardi B's husband. Ish. Are they still together? I know that they were supposed to get a divorce, so they're still together.
No, because remember, like, for her birthday or whatever, they were partying together.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, great. Great movie idea right now. This could save the box office. We remember Three Amigos with Chevy Chase, Steve Martin, and Martin Short.
Yeah.
One of the best movies ever.
What?
Let's get a remake with the guys from Migos. We call it just Three Migos.
No.
Make it a hit.
How many guys were in Migos?
Three.
Oh, so it's perfect. So
yes.
Yeah, okay,
see,
great.
I'm telling you, this is a brilliant idea.
Yeah, okay, wonderful. So what about Offset? What did he do? So anyway, why is he in trouble?
He got pulled over this weekend in Beverly Hills, and the dude who was in the car with him was strapped, and so he actually got detained for a while.
They were hitting his car with, like, flags and stuff like that, and he was like, hey, how about you not do that? Brandished a weapon. And
not a great idea. Not great.
Well, I don't know. If somebody's, like, attacking my car...
Yeah, but he drove through it. I don't know, was going there.
Inviting it a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know the way it makes it seem.
Here's the thing: you don't know what's going on in somebody's car. Don't mess with them. Keep your hands to yourself.
Yeah, you don't know if it's Offset. Listen, he's got to, like.
Well, it wasn't Offset. It was his
friend.
It was his buddy.
His fall guy, if you will, the dude who's gonna. Okay, here's my gun. Hold it. Yes, the cops are here. Yes, I know it's not great, but just hold it.
They were live streaming on Instagram.
Yeah. So, Mahoney, one of your favorite comedians is coming back to Saturday Night Live.
Who's that?
John Mulaney.
Oh, I love John Mulaney. I feel like he's every elder millennial's favorite comic.
I love him.
Yeah, he's pretty funny. So, three things to find New York City, Saturday Night Live, The Strokes, and Ed. Ed?
What are you?
He's dead? So they got me, so I'm so... Damn excited, fourth time. Okay, so he's done it. I know he's done it three times.
Yeah, he did it like twice in one season, I think.
Huh. The show will take place on Halloween. Did you guys see any of the Adele one from this past weekend?
I mean, I've seen clips. I didn't actually sit down and watch it.
It's good.
Opening monologue.
It's good.
She was funny during it. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but John Mulaney's great, man.
John Mulaney's coming back. So, so far this season of Saturday Night Live, they have knocked it out of the park after, you know, being at home and doing all those really terrible episodes.
Let's forget about that. Yeah. That was...
Well, I mean, they had to do something.
Being back in studio, it's working for Saturday Night Live.
Doing nothing probably would have been better than doing the Zoom Saturday Night Live version.
Yeah, can we just rerun some old ones?
Yeah.
They didn't want to lose their production budget. Yeah. But the new season is great, and John Mulaney is coming back this weekend.
David Mahoney. Back with more, thanks to the 2-Minute Promise. Never playing more than 2 minutes of commercials at a time is what we do. Alt 107.5.
What is the most important or expensive thing that you've ever dropped? So to follow up on me dropping the baby, I didn't drop the baby. I was in my office and I set my daughter, first child, so I've learned, I think, since then, set her on my office chair. And you know, office chairs don't have...
They swivel, right?
Yeah, well, and they don't have like
arms.
Real railings to them.
Uh-huh.
And it was just for a moment, just for a brief moment. And I turn around and all of a sudden I just hear... And I'm like, oh, no, what happened? So I quickly turn around and I realize that my baby, whoop, has gone off the chair. But her, with her fast reflexes, grabbed the cord that was hanging there, which was hooked up to my laptop and a bunch of other audio equipment. And it all went flying onto the floor. Thankfully, she broke the fall of the laptop. And so the laptop was fine.
So
I'm kidding. It missed her. She did not break the laptop, and she was just fine.
That's good.
A little rattled.
Apple should have never gotten rid of the MagSafe charger.
That's exactly what it is.
Like, yep. Seriously, you're going to give us this bootleg ass USB-C charger that just breaks all the time when we used to have the greatest MagSafe charger of all time? Garbage.
Martin said, I dropped my puppy a few months ago in our yard.
No.
It cost $150 to find the emergency vet because it happened on a Sunday. And that little bastard was just play acting like he had an injured leg. He wasn't hurt at all.
Or like it was a little sore.
You didn't give him enough treats. Didn't give that good boy enough treats.
Oh, Lacey, my husband dropped my brand new iPhone, putting a screen protector on right after opening the box.
Oh.
I made him give me his phone until the replacement came.
I would have done the same thing, Lacey.
That is maddening. Also, hey, Apple, again, much like the MagSafe charger, give us a screen that doesn't break and give us a battery that we don't need to charge every 2 minutes.
That's why I don't let my girlfriend touch anything new that I get.
Is she clumsy?
No, not even. It's just if it's going to get broken, I'm the one who wants to break it. It's going to kill me if I watch somebody else break something I really like and I spent a lot of money on.
I've broke one of my wife's custom coffee mugs.
Custom coffee? Oh, like she got one made?
Yeah.
With like a picture on the side?
Yeah, with like her name and stuff. And just, I felt so bad.
And that's why you never do dishes again,
that's
right?
Yeah. That's right. I can't. I'm not.
Not to be trusted.
Not to be trusted.
Yeah.
Because you can't glue those back together. You're like, well, maybe we could glue it. And then you're then you got this jagged
glue
ass.
Glue it back together.
You've never tried to glue back together a coffee cup or a coffee handle?
My mom is so thrifty. Like anytime a coffee mug breaks, she'll like try to glue it back together. And you're always like... cutting yourself.
And then it like just like kind of leaks still, yeah, like weeps.
Yeah, it's like crying. This cup is so sad. Mahoney, as a in-car audio aficionado, you'll appreciate this one.
I love my subs.
Jesse said, I dropped and then promptly ran over my JBL speaker for my car.
Ow!
Call or text the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show anytime at 833-YO-DUMMY.
The most expensive or important thing that you've ever dropped. Mahoney, you're a photographer as well.
Yes.
You enjoy spending a decent amount of money on camera equipment, and it is...
don't pick up photography as a hobby if you are trying to save money, because it is endless money-sucking pit, and I have broken several lenses because of my fat fingers.
Marcy said, I dropped my camera bag with my new camera and lens in it. Luckily, I had a lens protector on, $40, which broke, but saved the $1,500 lens. Uh-huh. The lens protector company also replaced the protector for free since I sent it back and told them how it happened.
Wow. But
I would say, good on that company for the $40. Excellent investment.
I broke a camera body taking headshots of your youngest brother one time when we were living together in Houston.
Well, you did a photo session with my younger brother while you guys were living together in Houston?
Yeah, he was getting ready to... He wanted to move out to California and
you needed some headshots?
Yeah.
Some headshots?
Yeah, so I was taking... I was just...
Headshots?
Unbutton that top button a little bit more.
Yeah.
Things got a little... My hands got sweaty. Dropped the...
Fell right onto the casting couch.
So you're saying you took nudes of his brother?
Oh. No, I did not.
That would be hilarious if you took black and white, artfully, tasteful nudes.
Yeah, they were artistic.
Like with a careful sheet between.
Yeah, with the backlighting so it's translucent.
He's like laying on the bed.
Looks like an angel. The other thing, she dropped her camera bag. I have a camera backpack, and one time I did not zip it, and all of my cameras fell out.
Onto the tiles
in my house. And yeah, that was probably the most expensive for me dropping incident that I've ever had.
Sorry.
Andy texted us at 833-YO-DUMMY many years ago when the Jesus pieces, diamond chain pendants became all the rage. I had gone with a rich friend of mine to his jeweler so he could pick up his piece, and my friend let me hold the chain and pendant. And I instantly dropped it on the floor.
It was like a chain.
He called Jesus pieces?
I thought it was like Reese's pieces.
So like diamond crusted, like
crucifix?
I feel like that's a little.
Are you aware of these?
Jesus pieces can't bring me peace. Oh yeah, man. I get this. Yeah, that's okay. Kanye lyric. But all right. Yeah, Jesus pieces. You guys didn't have one?
No.
Not even like a gold little gold chain.
I've never. No.
Do I look like a bling guy to you? Like
maybe. I don't know.
Maybe.
I like those. The baseball players are wearing the thick ropes though. The gold ropes.
Those
are
back.
Ben had been.
Oh my god.
I want one of those.
Shut up. I would like one of those.
Yeah, I do.
Baseball players. There's not another man on this planet. Who loves wearing necklaces more than a baseball playing person? I feel like they're always wearing necklaces,
and it's become a thing in football too. It's like, guys, like I get that it's a flex to wear your $30,000 chain when you're running back in the NFL, but like probably not a great idea.
Was it OBJ who was wearing that like ridiculously priced watch, and taking this off?
And they're like,
rules are saying you literally can't wear this.
You can't wear a watch when you're playing football, buddy.
Bizarre.
Henry on Facebook, a $75,000 Cisco router.
Props
to Cisco. It took a 4-foot dive from the table because of me, bounced, and still worked. Thank God.
I mean, that is dropping a Mercedes.
Yeah. And this one, not quite as happy of an ending. Not as bad as it could have been, but still. Okay. Eric said, my coworker dropped a $50,000 bottle of Macallan 55-year behind the bar showing a customer.
Oh, Mahoney's going to cry.
About $10,000 spilled on the floor, and it chipped the bottle.
What did they have to do? Do they have to pay for it back?
I don't know.
Insurance, right?
It's got to be insurance. A $50,000 bottle of booze.
Or do you just go like, hey, let's just fill this with the cheap stuff.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, every weekday morning from 6 to 10.
The most expensive or important thing that you've ever dropped. Over to you, Ian.
This one I still feel guilty about. So my grandmother actually got married when she was in her late 60s to a man she met at the bank.
Hell yeah.
His name was Bill. Awesome. So they got married, and at the end of the ceremony, they did like a little ritual where, you know, you put the two sands together to signify our lives together now, and they put it in this big glass, and they decided to give it to old drunk Ian over here.
Oh, no.
I immediately broke the vase with the glass all over the church, the sand. The pastor was so mad at me. He wanted to kick me out, and my grandma gave me that look where it's like, I'm just disappointed.
Can I back it up? You went to your grandma's wedding at a church drunk?
Oh, yeah.
Who doesn't do that?
You got to hang out with my family.
I feel like your grandma, it's like, was there an open bar?
Yeah,
before the ceremony?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Not at the church. It was...
Okay, so
at the church. We were drinking at the church.
You
so that's
were?
Not yeah, your we, fault then.
What kind of church is
that's
this?
That's grandma's fault.
A really cool church.
Progressive.
I guess
new
so.
Age.
Oh, yeah.
And then I still feel really bad because Bill passed away a couple of weeks after that.
A couple of weeks?
Yeah, a couple of weeks
she
after.
She married him and he died a couple of weeks
later?
Yeah.
She get that insurance?
Hell yeah, she did.
That's why they got married.
Go, grandma.
She knows what's up.
Did your grandma drop Bill? Is that what happened?
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
She's got Bill's name.
So speaking of like wedding things, when I proposed to my wife, probably the biggest, most expensive.
From the comfort of your bed.
Well, we were on a cruise, and
he didn't get out of bed. He made her go get the ring out of his backpack.
Hey, people,
herself.
We do things our. Hey,
said,
I don't judge
you
your
do
lifestyles.
We do things our own way. Is
yeah,
what he
I don't judge
say.
Your Shut lifestyles.
Up. Shut up.
You dressed a dog up, Dave.
First off, Bailey looked ravishing in that tuxedo.
How much ham did you have to feed her in order to
it was
her
made
into
of
a
ham.
Tuxedo?
The tuxedo was made of ham.
Which, if you haven't seen the prosciutto skull,
By the way,
there's a prosciutto skull
that people are doing prosciutto. For Halloween. Really? And it looks like a skinned face.
Yeah.
You just take a skull and you put prosciutto, cover it in prosciutto.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Horrifying.
Yeah.
But on our way back from the, you know, from the cruise, and we had just got engaged, the most expensive thing I've ever bought, my wife's wedding ring.
Right.
She drops it on the plane.
Drops the ring?
Like, on the plane. Like, I thought it was gone.
Like, did it start rolling?
Yes.
Oh,
it went to the it went to the seat in front of us. I thought that is it's
the
gone.
And, well, and then you start freaking out, and you're in that little ass seat, and you can't bend down to look for it. And, oh,
well,
yeah.
Well, and on top of that, you think that, like, okay, well, it's just insured. But no, she didn't know we were getting engaged, and I had just gotten the ring literally like a little bit before
so you
that.
Hadn't
so I
it.
Yeah,
yeah.
So the
so
ring
you were
was
just sitting there with the flight attendant button going bing bong bing bong
no,
bing bong.
Thank
bing,
God there was a honest person in front of us. Who grabbed it and gave it back?
Do you think that's a sign from your wife if she's just like lackadaisically like flipping the ring? Like,
oopsie.
Oh, that's a real shame. We can't. She's like, a bitch in front of us.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
What can somebody do to, like, immediately make you like them?
Message deleted.
Give me money? I'd just be a generally nice person?
No strings attached money. You got to have that. Like,
true.
I don't want money with strings attached. Tell me how handsome I am. Tell me how funny they think I am.
Is that your love language? Is it words of affirmation for you? People telling you how wonderful you are? Yeah.
Yeah, like yeah. I think the reason my wife and I get along so well is she likes tall men. I'm tall, and I like people who think I'm funny. And she's one of the very few people who find me to be hilarious.
Mm. One of the few?
One of the few. I don't think that's a widespread notion that when you think of me, Mahoney, that I'm hilarious. But she, I find a way to make her laugh every day.
Hmm.
What about you, Audrey? What makes you like somebody instantly?
Mostly her seeing me naked.
Well.
I think that if I am meeting somebody for the very first time, are we talking like things that I find attractive in a mate or just like friendships or something?
You can go that direction, sure. Like for a dude, like what makes you instantly like a dude?
The fact that they're smart.
And
that I don't always have to talk.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Because we talk for a living. So like being able to hear somebody else talk and be smart and have an actual conversation
ideas.
Let me relax in a conversation and let me chill out.
Nah.
And then they got to be hot too.
Listen to what I got to say.
My homie's the opposite. He's like, I just want somebody to sit preferably at my feet and listen.
I love it. I love not being able to talk.
Ian, you're a good first impression guy. Like you've got a firm handshake. You make eye contact.
And that's a tough skill to really learn. I feel like that was kind of cemented in me a long time ago because my mother was in sales. But for me, when it comes to liking somebody immediately, if you take a risk with a joke, whether it hits or not, I respect that and I like you. I like someone who attempts to be funny and attempts to, you know, kind of.
But what if you hear that person using that same joke on somebody else?
Then I'll call them out for it and they have to counter that joke. With another joke,
but
if
I'm
not,
saying,
then
like,
you're out of
you,
my life.
What if the joke is good?
No,
it's
if
like
you
stand-up.
Lead with
you
jokes,
practice.
They're all going to be, like, I feel like you get, like, one or two that work, and then you just fall back on those, like, constantly.
Well, you better set the bar pretty low then, because, yeah. But, yeah, I like people who make jokes. Jokes.
A funny guy.
The only problem is that you sometimes run into that person that thinks that they're the funny guy.
But that's kind of funny, too, in a sense. I kind of like cringe humor, you know? Yeah. The person who isn't funny
what
constantly
if they just
making
show
jokes?
You a meme? First, first meme.
No, you're not funny if you're showing memes.
It's not your joke.
I feel like the meme guy, if you're a meme guy or a meme gal, and that's like what you basically, you know, you think you're hilarious. Those are basically just people who, that's the modern updated version of somebody who just quotes movies to be funny. Or they think they're funny.
I drive a Dodge Stratus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Completely agree.
It's somebody
else. Is Dave a meme guy?
No, Dave's not a meme. Dave
never
shares
I thought that's
what
he was just doing.
No, that's... Dave doesn't quote movies very often. I mean, it's good in
sometimes
small
like
spurts, but if that's like you...
Have you ever like met the Anchorman guy? Like everything is a line.
Or something from The Office.
Yes. Yeah, The Office guy.
Yes. Oh, shut up. It's TV like, shows aren't personality.
It's fine if it's sprinkled in at the right time, but if your whole personality is just quoting The Big Lebowski, you're kind of a douchebag.
I mean, that was the greatest movie of all time.
You say
or
that
the
about
dad
every
says,
movie.
I was like, hello!
Like, get out of here.
Bueller. Oh, Bueller. God. Anyone. Ugh.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, you guys are talking about that lady that misplaced her cocaine. And, yeah, I've been looking for that 3.5 keys that I had 6 months ago for about last year. So if you guys happen to see it, you know, blowing around in the wind, let me know.
Message deleted.
Yeah, we had a story last week about a woman who claimed that the cocaine that was in her purse had just blown in to her purse. And it was not, in fact, her actual cocaine. She also happened to be driving down the road at a decent clip. So, you know, it could have just been swirling
wind
around
blew
on the interstate.
Open her purse, the kilo or whatever of cocaine blew. Which also, by the way, every time somebody says kilo, I always have to, like, Google kilos to
pounds.
How
much is a kilo?
It's 2.2 pounds to a kilo. Can we either convert over to the metric system or, like, if we are going to continue to, like, occupy other countries, can we at least force them, you know, whatever our system of measurement upon them?
Wait, you want to occupy all the other countries just so we can make them
if
go to inches?
Hey, no, I'm saying if we're
war,
there
yes.
anyway.
Math-based war. Andrew Yang is our general.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So who on the show has the closest relationship with their family and who on the show is the most disconnected? People just outgrow their families.
Message deleted.
I think we're all close
to
our families.
We're all pretty close to our family. Uh-oh. What's that look, Audrey?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit disconnected?
Like a little close.
A little I'm confused. What are you saying?
I am the person who has moved quite far away from my family.
Oh, and you feel like that. Are you talking about your parents or your siblings or both?
All of it. Yeah. Like, my brother lives in St. Louis. I haven't seen him in, like, 5 years. My sister lives in Alabama. I haven't seen her in, like, 6 years. My mom comes to visit every once in a while. Right. I haven't really seen my stepdad that often. I haven't seen my grandparents in about 6 years.
6 years?
Yeah.
So you hate your family.
It's just hard, man. That's my excuse. It's just hard to visit sometimes.
Ian, do you feel like you're close to your family? Seems like you guys are pretty tightly knit.
You know, I used to do like the weekly phone calls, like, you know, Tuesday call grandma, Wednesday call mom, Thursday.
Mean, that's too much calling. Not much.
Too much.
No, nothing happens.
You have a life.
What? No, it's not even you have a life.
You have a life.
When somebody asks, what's new? I haven't seen you in 20 years. I have nothing. I have nothing to say. What's new? I don't know. I'm just working.
Just sit
like
here.
Literally just
okay, but to be fair, Mahoney, you do just like, I mean, like, for Dave, you have kids, there are things
no,
that are
but
going
like, what's
on
new other than the kids
the
there
kid
is the difference
is great so yeah. I mean I stay connected
that's when you
with,
just pay, like pawn the phone call off to yeah, the kids
literally like I'll talk to my brother who lives in Tennessee lives in Knoxville
right
and I'll FaceTime him and about 3 seconds into the FaceTime it's like all right the kids like they want to FaceTime and they'll talk for 2 hours on FaceTime about you know little girl stuff.
Yep.
But yeah, I mean, that's then I feel like I.
The
you
weekly
know, that
call is too much.
Yeah, nothing has happened this week.
Yeah, but then if you take a break from that, they think you're dead. Like, I took a 2 week break and my mom's just like, you okay? You good?
I got my own stuff.
I will say, every time I get a call from my dad, later on at night, because he's in Missouri and I'm here, and so, you know, there's a time difference. I'm always like, oh boy, is.
Everything okay?
Is everything okay? Yeah, it's usually just that's when he got home from work or something like that. Yeah. And he's just thinking about something. But I'm always like, oh, God.
What, do you think he's calling you to tell you he's dead?
No, or like my pawpaw.
Oh, Papa Pap.
Oh, Papa Pap.
Oh, Papa Pap. Is Papa Pap okay?
But he's good. He's good. He's good.
Still kicking.
He's good.
Papa Pap is still papping along.
That's right.
Here's what's making news.
What the man's about to touch a chiffle boy.
So, coming down this morning, and this is important for fantasy football players, Odell Beckham Jr. is out for the rest of the season.
He
has blown his MCL, and he is not going to be playing.
Can we just punt on this fantasy season?
I mean, this fantasy season has been
garbage.
It honestly has made it at least a little bit more of an even playing field, because everyone has somebody who's injured or out or questionable or on IR. Like, there is not a single player on anybody's team who's just massively healthy.
I just need to write the check for my fantasy league and send it off now, because I know that my season's just garbage.
Oh, they don't make you pay in advance?
No, we pay at the end of the season.
We pay at the end as well.
Brothers and friends, they don't trust anyone in our group. They're like, you got to pay in advance if you want to play.
Really? Because you know you'll never get it if they lose?
That's right.
Dang.
So the Murder Hornets have been murdered. Take that. I don't know. I mean, I guess they're doing this to protect the bees up there in Washington State.
Oh, how the turntables, Dave.
Indeed. Asian giant hornets, dubbed murder hornets, kill about a dozen people in a year in Asian countries. The insect is more common over there, but for whatever reason, they ended up in Washington State, so they've been trying to track them down. I don't know if you guys saw the pictures. It looked like something straight out of Stranger Things. Like their outfits that they had, they looked like space outfits almost.
Yeah, you got to protect yourself.
They had these, because I guess the normal bee suits, they can actually sting through. So they had
cool.
They had special murder
like
hornet.
Velcro. Their stingers are longer than normal bees,
I guess. Yeah.
Do you fight the murder hornets with assault weapons? Like, I feel like if you're going to roll in, like, you know, get it like a auto 50 cal and just.
No,
I think they're
going to
come back with a vengeance
really?
After this. I really do. I think we need to sit down and have a discussion with the murder hornets.
Maybe have some peace talks.
Yes.
Some more diplomacy here. Not just, let's if we murder the murder hornets, I mean, that's kind of what they do.
We're just there trying to get their honey.
That's
Is
right.
Is that what's going on?
Do they make honey?
No. I don't think so.
No, they're just
murder honey.
A-holes.
Yeah.
Murder Honey sounds like a great band name. Great hardcore punk band name.
Murder Honey?
No, it sounds like sounds like the spinoff of the Donnas or something. It'd be like three chicks who have like one song that's kind of a hit, but nobody really likes them because there's better bands out there.
Or you have like a Winnie the Pooh who's like got like a hatchet, like doing the Juggalo pose.
I need that sticker on the back of my car.
All right, I'm in. So the Tennessee Titans, the latest to be fined for COVID violations. I mean, they hand out some pretty steep fines, $350,000. I mean, I know when we're talking about NFL, that's not that much money. But still, $350,000 is a lot.
I do not get it.
Yeah.
I can't believe that the Titans made that a close game yesterday.
Yeah, that was a pretty nutty game. The Sunday night game between the Seahawks and the Cardinals ended up being a burner as well that went to overtime.
The Bengals?
That was a wild game.
Holy moly.
The Bengals. I mean, Joe Burrow.
He's got the whole team on his back.
Doesn't die, and I mean, I'm not even joking. Like, if he doesn't like seriously get injured because his offensive line is that bad, that kid is a stud.
He is a stud.
Well, and
number,
I have him
number
as
one
my fantasy,
overall for a reason.
As my fantasy quarterback.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, like they're out there every single week and they're fighting, man. They really are trying
I'm
hard.
I'm kind of pulling for him.
Yeah.
They're not going to do anything this season. But in the future, I'm pulling for him specifically.
Yeah, they're a fun team to watch because of him. Yeah.
He'll go somewhere else when this contract's over, get paid, and win a Super Bowl.
Probably.
Yeah.
Speaking of getting signed, Antonio Brown is getting signed with the Bucs. So he signed a one-year deal. So if you guys recall, he was on the Patriots for about 14 minutes.
Seconds.
Yeah. He played like
and
a
same
game.
Thing with the Raiders, too.
The Raiders, yeah. Never,
maybe 14 days.
Never even played on the Raiders, but played for the Patriots. He was accused of some pretty heavy stuff, though.
Yeah.
Sexual assault and everything else. And then, like, yeah. And so the idea that the Bucs are going to sign him, like, the Bucs are a team that are fun to watch because Tom Brady and Gronk kind of have their mojo back.
And they
kind of
had a buddy-buddy thing going on there for a second, right?
No, they still do. That's why, that is 100% why Antonio Brown is on the Patriots, because Antonio Brown has burned every bridge in the NFL except for the one with Tom Brady.
With Tom Brady, yeah.
And Tom Brady wants to win Super Bowl.
But do you hate the Bucs now, because are they becoming, I mean, because everyone disliked the Patriots because they would just win so much. And now it's Tom Brady and the...
Brady had a great performance yesterday.
No, for sure. But now signing Antonio Brown, though, that's a lot different. Like, everyone likes Gronk, you know? He's a big goof, but everyone likes him. But Antonio Brown's kind of a dirtbag. I don't know. I'm not rooting for Antonio Brown to come back into the league and have success.
I'm not rooting for him, but like I still think it's interesting watching Gronk and Brady go at it in a different place, proving was it Brady? Was it Belichick?
We don't have the answer to that yet, but right now it's looking a lot more like Brady.
Everybody keeps saying that Ben Roethlisberger is overrated and done, and he should have retired 5 seasons ago, and then he's having one of his best seasons. Brady's looking, you know, yes, there's some games where he doesn't look perfect, but it's the NFL, and you take games like yesterday where he has, what did he have, 4 touchdowns or something like that?
Yeah, he looked great yesterday. Are you guys watching the World Series at all? I mean, it seems like you are watching the World Series. So the Dodgers blew it in Game 4.
One of the most ridiculous endings ever.
Such a meltdown, but then bounced back last night. So Clayton Kershaw pitched for him last night, and they're up 3-2 in the series. So the Dodgers win one more, and they're going to win the World Series.
I'm pulling for the Dodgers. I'm pulling for Kershaw because I still, like, even though I'm not a Dodgers fan, I just hate what happened to him with the Astros and the cheating scandal.
Kershaw should be done, too. I mean, he's already pitched 2 games, and he's gotten 2 wins.
But I want him to get a ring for that.
Yeah, I mean, does that answer all of the questions about Kershaw? Yeah,
I think so. So, I mean, what do we got? Game 6 coming up. Was it tomorrow?
Yeah. And the Dodgers can win it all. So, if they win tomorrow, they will take the World Series.
It will be over, and then all we have left is football, Dave.
I'm fine with
I'm
that.
Absolutely okay with that.
Golf, too.
Perfectly fine, yeah.
Golf, yeah. No. No, that weird era. Well, actually, we might not have that anymore. Well, we don't even keep going into sports, into sports, into sports.
Yeah.
Golf never stops.
But like, that weird era ending, where it's just golf now, like, pre-COVID.
Yeah, well, like, what's going to restart when? We don't really know the answers to all of this stuff. Like,
just football forever.
Yeah, just yes, just keep you can keep delaying football in, like, certain conferences, so that way throughout the entire year we have football, and I'm totally here for that.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show presents Are You Smarter Than a Community College Dropout?
So Mahoney has rather famously dropped out of community college. He
Dave,
spent
three and a half years.
Three
different community colleges.
Did not get an associate's degree, and that's fine.
I got an honorary associate's.
No, you did not. They called you back to give the commencement speech at graduation, yeah. And they give you an honorary, not doctorate, associate's degree.
That's all, man. I don't want an honorary. I don't want to be called Dr. Mahoney.
Yeah.
Doesn't have a ring to it.
Associate Mahoney. No.
Associate Mahoney. All right, Mahoney.
Ass Mahoney.
Yes. Speaking of, if you get your ass out of here, that'd be great. The way this game works, for those of you that are maybe hearing this for the first time, Audrey and Mahoney are up against each other today. They are going to be asked the exact same questions. There is one pass today, should you choose to use it, okay?
Okay.
And your goal is to get as many or more correct than Mahoney. And last week, you surprisingly did quite well.
Because it didn't come out at a tie.
Yeah, because kind of you figured out you were guessing your way there on some of the answers, but yeah, you got a lot more correct than Mahoney last week, so let's see if you can do it again.
Trust your gut.
Whose face is on a dime?
I'm going to try and remember what a dime looks like. What is change anymore, right? Like, we've got a shortage of it. I haven't seen change in a very long time.
You do have a pass if you want to use it.
I mean, but do I want to use it out the gate, though? I'm going to say... Sure, pass. I would have said, like, Andrew Jackson or something.
Okay, you would have been wrong. Franklin Roosevelt is the correct answer there.
That's a tough one.
That is a tough one. I would have known.
I don't think Mahoney's going to get it.
Okay, on to question number two. What is the square root of 144?
Square root of 144?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't that usually mean it's, like, half of that or something? Oh, gosh. What is the square root? 144. 72. I don't know. Guessed. Wild guess.
No.
Close.
12. 12.
12 times 12.
12 times 12. That's a square root. Yes. So like 10 times 10.
I hate this.
Square root of 100. Yeah, okay.
We got dimes. We got math. This is dumb.
All right. What letter represents 5 in Roman numerals?
V.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Yeah, we're math, right.
There she is.
Ugh.
Is that math? I don't
yes.
think that's math.
Yes, you
that's,
learned that's Roman numerals. You learned that in math.
Do you?
Yes.
Which famous character was first introduced in Steamboat Willie?
Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
I don't know where that came from. Wow. I have no idea where that came from. Some like back part of my brain.
I am impressed. All right, here we go. Fifth question. What medal is associated with the 50th wedding anniversary?
Oh, is that silver? Platinum? Gold. There's also a diamond. I'm going to go gold.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love it when she does that. Yeah. She just guesses and it always
comes through. I also asked what metal and she said diamond.
I was just thinking of all the different types of anniversaries. I was making
doing good. You got three. We got one more question. Here we go. What is the North Star's official name? The official name of the North Star.
The Sub Aurelius Stercaris.
Nope, that's from Game of Thrones. Polaris.
I was close. Yeah. I was pretty close.
All right, so for those of you that are playing along in the chat right now, wrong answers only, as you have been doing. So Mahoney is not able to cheat, which is nice. He is coming into the room right now. Welcome back, Mahoney. There are six questions. You do have a pass today should you choose to use it. Are you ready for question number one?
Yes.
Okay. Whose face is on a dime?
Eisenhower.
No. Roosevelt. Roosevelt.
Same difference.
No, Franklin. It's not. What is the square root of 144?
144?
Mm-hmm.
12.
Yeah. Yeah. Got there.
You got the answers beforehand.
Okay.
What letter represents 5 in Roman numerals?
B.
B. Two correct. What famous character was first introduced in Steamboat Willie?
Mickey Mouse.
Yeah. Doing great. What medal is associated with the 50th wedding anniversary?
That would be gold.
That would be gold. And final question, what is the North Star's official name?
Are we talking about the old Minnesota North Stars hockey team?
No, the actual North Star.
It's got an official name. Yes. That's not the North. Its official name is not the North Star.
It is not the North Star.
Did somebody go to that star registry thing and name it after their ex-girlfriend who they no longer talk to?
I'll give you
a hint. They stalk on Facebook now?
Jennifer, I love you. I miss you.
They named it after their snowmobile.
I will pass on this one.
Okay, all right. What is Polaris.
That was a
Polaris,
very easy Polaris, hint right there, too.
Yep. Yeah.
Man, I have a snowmobile.
All right, Audrey, you got three correct. No, Mahoney got four correct. You win.
Okay. All right, there we go.
Yeah, he was going to complain until he heard. What was the complaint going to be?
Very nice.
What that is.
Uh-huh.
Through to college forever.
Uh-huh.
Here's what's making news.
So the standoff between a notoriously aggressive turkey and its handlers has come to an end. 5 months of attacking unsuspecting California residents, Gerald the turkey was captured and released into wild land.
Who names a turkey Gerald?
Also, if you have a 5 month standoff with a turkey named Gerald and you catch it, I mean, I'm eating Gerald.
Well, I figure.
Absolutely.
They just caught Gerald, the aggressive ass turkey.
Yep.
Like right before we're going into like Thanksgiving season.
Yeah. I saw his reaction to me, and he's like, oh, you want a piece of this? I'll give it to you, the expert trapper said. Predictably, Gerald charged straight at her, but 40 years of experience prepared her for this moment. She scruffed the turkey, grabbed him by the neck in a way that doesn't hurt the bird, and then was able to successfully capture him. So the standoff between expert trapper, who has been doing this, again, for 40 years, she gets called in specifically to face off with Gerald, and sure enough, like the old West, like when they do get face-to-face, Gerald's like, oh, you getting it, bitch. Charged at her. And she's like, no. Steps out of the side steps, grabs it by its neck, puts it in its cage, and then releases Gerald out into the wild.
Oh, so he was a wild turkey, not a domesticated turkey?
He was drunk on wild turkey is what it was.
Oh,
yeah.
Which
yeah,
you doing that?
Again,
that.
Yeah. Underrated bourbon, gets a bad rap.
Yep.
Wild turkey, actually pretty damn good. Also, when you're a trapper, like, are you a turkey? Is she specifically just a turkey trapper? Because, like, we hear those stories of, like, the down in the South with the alligator trappers in Florida and Texas who, you know, all, you know, anywhere where there's a lot of gators who are badasses. But like, if your job is like a turkey trapper,
you know, do you want to know how intense this standoff
like, could
got?
You not cut it as an alligator trapper? So you went to turkeys? Is that kind of
she is an expert trapper. So she knew that Gerald was not going to attack her if she was in her normal turkey trapper garb.
Yeah.
And so she dressed up as a frail old lady to trick Gerald into thinking.
No, she didn't.
Yes, she did.
It's a sting?
So, oh yes, it's a sting
it's
operation.
A sting operation.
She had a CI inform her as to Gerald's whereabouts, and then sure enough,
for real,
dressed,
really
up,
like
dressed
that?
Up like an old frail lady to trick Gerald into thinking that he was going to be able to bully her around, and then, wow, surprise.
Who
and you can't
thought?
Really you can't really punt a turkey either because they weigh about 20 pounds. It's like trying to kick a 20-pound bowling ball. Can't do it.
Have you ever wanted to punt a goose? I mean, I don't.
Oh, I hate geese.
Yeah, I mean, geese's pieces, especially when they're in the back, they're mean. Yeah.
They're so mean.
Yeah.
I've been
so
bit by one before.
In the back
right on the neck.
I'm just curious. You got bitten in the neck by
a
goose?
Yeah, when I was a kid and I fainted. I was like a goat. You know when goats get scared? That was me. I just stiffed up.
Dipsy or toddler?
All right, so all the things that are said here actually were said by either a little kid or somebody who is hammered. Can you tell the difference? Ian has transcribed what has been said, and we're going to go back and forth. So Mahoney and Audrey, you guys are playing against each other, and Mahoney, you're going to read the first one for Audrey, and she will make her guess. Again, tipsy or toddler, we have a total of five. Whoever gets more correct is going to be our winner today.
Number one. Dime out a second, okay? Time out! This is psych time out on anything, no matter the lose time of the ice in Riddick. No time. I'm not talking to you.
Audrey, is that a tipsy person or a toddler?
So this is kind of tricky. Off the bat, I don't know if I can answer it because all I'm hearing is time out, and that makes me think of a kid putting an adult in time out. Oh, that's hard. I'm just going to go with my gut. I'm going to say toddler. Oh.
No.
Dang. Damn.
It was, well, let's just have a listen.
Time out a second. Okay. Time out. This is straight up timeout on anything, no matter whether it's time device or whatever. No time. I'm not talking to you.
Well spoken.
Well said, my friend. Dang. All right, so on to number two, Audrey. Take it away.
My the good, listen to me. Why decide I want to grab her? And now I said...
Is that a tipsy person or a toddler?
That is a very aggressive toddler.
Yes. Mahoney on the board with a point. Here we go.
My, the game is at me. Why does I want to grab her? Now he said...
That is a young man very upset about a cat hissing at him.
Oh.
Get used to where did the fart come in? I don't know. All right, here we go. On to number three. Mahoney has 1 point. Audrey has none. Ring in by saying your name when you think you know the answer. Because you were made of sticky toffee pudding because you were from Chile. You said that? He did? Okay, sushi.
Mahoney. Audrey.
Mahoney.
That is a tipsy person.
It is. Mahoney doing very,
Dave
very well.
Dave did it almost like exactly.
Here we go.
You were made of sticky toffee pudding because you were from Chile. He said that. He did. Okay. Sushi?
Sushi?
Is that how you is that how farmers get their sushi fix?
Sushi?
Instead of calling the pigs in, they're calling in all their sliced fish.
Or perhaps if they want to get litigious, sushi, if it's a female. All right, here we go. On to number four. Ian, take it away.
Clip number four, I'm a piece of tape. A piece of tape then disappear. A bad guy.
Audrey.
Audrey?
I'm going to say toddler because I don't know.
Yes.
There she is.
There you go. You're on the board.
I'm a piece of tape. A piece of tape then disappear. A bad guy.
Okay, so Audrey, you have one. Mahoney, you have two. Audrey, so you have to get this last one in order to be our winner today. Otherwise, Mahoney takes it, okay? I own Erica. Hey, oh, to hold onto Erica. I knew Erica. I knew Erica. I know Erica since Washington.
Audrey. Audrey. That's a drunk person.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Oh, yes!
Audrey takes it.
Woo! She didn't take it. She tied me.
That means she wins.
Get out of here.
Let's have a listen.
I know Erica. Hey, yo, how long I know Erica? I know Erica said, watch this.
Here's what's making news.
What's the man's about to touch the gym, boy?
So after another big win on Saturday in the main event of the UFC, Khabib Nurmagomedov says that he is going to retire permanently from the sport, and I believe him. This isn't some Conor McGregor, John Jones stunt. This is him saying, I am done. He lost his father very sadly to COVID-19 complications, and he told his mom that he was going to have one last fight. It happened on Saturday. He got another decisive victory, and 29-0, do you think that he is the greatest of all time, Mahoney?
I don't know if he's the greatest of all time. I mean, he never lost a round, ever. Yeah. I mean, he's without a doubt the greatest lightweight fighter who's ever fought, period. There's no...
He makes everyone else look like clowns.
Yeah, he does.
Top-tier competition. I would like to see him ending right now. I think it leaves it up for a little bit of debate because, I mean, yes, he is retiring at the top, but he's only had...
So John Jones was chirping about it, saying that it was garbage.
John Jones has been popped for, how many different substances?
Can never be the greatest of all time because of what he's done outside of the cage.
But he was saying that he was going to be the one who would be considered the GOAT.
Well, I mean, John is arguably the greatest of all time. He's never lost a fight. He does have one
Matt Hamill would disagree.
Yeah, well, so he got disqualified in one fight, but he's never lost a fight. But there have been plenty of fights that have been much more competitive where he's almost lost. Whereas,
I think
like
he
you
did
said,
lose, but the judges gave it to him.
Are you talking about the Gustafson fight?
The Gustafson fight, the Reyes fight, the Santos? I mean, there's been
a lot of close fights.
A couple fights in there for Jones, whereas Khabib never lost a round.
Yeah.
Ever, it was exciting. I enjoyed that fight, and I like Gaethje. I think he's grown up a lot over the last few years. He's become
a fun fighter.
He's an insanely fun fighter, yeah, and a good dude at the end of it. And so he will be missed in that division. And I think you're right. He's done. This isn't a Mayweather McGregor type where we're just doing this to get more money. The dude lost his dad. It's sad.
He was like sobbing
was
in the center
like
of the
convulsing sobbing. Because yeah. you know, sometimes whenever they win, it's just like that overwhelming excitement where they're just like, no, he was like uncontrollable.
It was like a real moment. He took his gloves off, left him in the center of the cage.
Oh, I got
like,
chills thinking about it.
Yeah, yeah, it's not going to be the Undertaker where you come back 18 times.
So obviously we joke with Audrey and we call her the vanilla pinky. Mm-hmm. But have you guys heard of smartphone pinky? That's a real thing.
Smartphone pinky. Yeah, is it like a cramp, like a writer's cramp?
It's called smartphone pinky, and it swept the internet. Many people complaining that their pinky finger has developed a bend to it because of the way that they hold their phone. So if you look at your pinky compared to, I mean, this one's kind of got a little bit of a groove. Like I feel like I have vanilla pinky on my left hand.
Well,
which
I
is
like my knuckles where, are just like well, all the, kinds of
exactly
whacked out.
Where
the reason
I hold
you
my
call
phone.
Audrey vanilla pinky is because she has said. When she's not wearing makeup, she looks like a vanilla pinky.
Yes, she.
I'm very vanilla, and I have pink undertones.
It's not my fingers that hurt from phone usage. It's my wrists. Like, my wrists are sore.
Your wrists hurt? You have the weakest.
Such fragile wrists on
that
one.
Fettuccine. I mean, your wrists are like noodles.
Really?
It's unbelievable.
The phones aren't that
fettuccine
heavy.
Fettuccine fingers.
Yeah. Well, I think it's that from typing and using electronics all day long. Like,
yeah,
the fact that I'm at a computer
particular,
all day.
Any particular hand that...
both.
The wrist that hurts
both.
More than both?
Good for you.
Both.
Okay. Wow.
The
old stranger.
Wow.
Good for you.
I kid you not. I have thought about going to physical therapy for my wrists.
Really?
Yeah.
It's been bothering you that badly?
Yeah. I need to get these wrists back up to 100%, man.
Do you think that you might have tendonitis
in your
wrists?
Babies, but you're a baby.
I think I 100% have the early signs of arthritis or whatever.
Yeah.
It may be in my wrists. Because it shouldn't hurt that bad.
Andy in chat said, if Audrey is vanilla pinky, Mahoney is chocolate thumb. I mean, if you have enough.
I don't want to envision it anymore.
Is it because the chocolate melts in your hand every time I'm eating like
chocolate
a candy bar?
Rain.
So lots of people say that the pandemic has made them realize that their partner is the one.
That's nice. I love
this. Thank you for putting this in prep because every time we talk about people in the relationships during COVID, it's all that they hate each other. So it's nice.
I mean, I think that there's been some of that as well. But no, I mean, according to a new survey, 1/3 of women who have been living with their partner but aren't married to them say that quarantine has made them realize that they're the one.
And
the one that they hate.
But you're around this person all of the time. Mm-hmm. And many times, I mean, I'm sure you guys have the same experience that I do. When you go through something together, especially if it's something difficult together, it really bonds you.
Mm, yeah.
You know, and this has been
it's
challenging for couples that hate each other.
Yeah. I think there's plenty of ones that show you how your relationship really is. Is this somebody who is going to be down in the foxhole, down in the trenches with me or not?
Trust this person to help you get through a challenging time?
Yeah. And I like that. I think I'm glad that my wife and I was with my wife during this, because if I was with somebody, like, I couldn't imagine like being with somebody who you just started dating at the beginning of all of this.
Or even like just a regular roommate. Like, can you imagine that?
Yeah.
Just like some random guy you met 6 months ago on Craigslist.
His name's Randy. I don't know why it's always Randy, but it is.
You never know what he does for work. He just leaves every day.
Yeah, and he comes back and he's always in a bad mood and he sits in your place on the couch. You know, it's my place.
I get that.
Yeah,
I don't
want to
be
get
stuck
up
in quarantine. You're not the one.
That's why you don't have roommates. Just live by yourself.
What would happen if you asked your wife to switch bedsides with you?
Why would I do that?
I'm just asking.
I feel like she would actually be the one to be like that to you, because you're such a creature of habit that would be harder for you.
Yeah. I don't want to sleep on her side of the bed.
Well, just,
in fact, even when she's out of town,
what if you
I don't
asked
even
her
go
that?
Over there.
What if you asked her that?
I would never ask her that.
What if
there's limits in our relationship. What kind of pervert
Baby,
are you?
I need you to do this for me.
No.
Creep.
Listen to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show and watch it too at twitch.tv/Dave and Mahoney.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
As we've said many times on the show before, rednecks can be anywhere in the world. And our first story up today in the Redneck Report is a showcase of that. Drunk Russian soldiers smashed a tank through a barbed wire fence. And honestly, that sounds awesome.
I'm not even mad at this.
Drunk Russian soldiers smashed a high-speed tank through an airport perimeter wall. Corporal Alexander, 29, shocked locals by driving his BMP-3 infantry fighting vehicle at 55 miles per hour on a busy street in a town in southwest Russia. He narrowly missed a house and then crashed through a pile of chopped firewood before making a sharp turn across the waste grounds towards the international airport. With him in the other, with him in the vehicle was another soldier. They were both detained following the incident. But I mean, if you're going to do it, you might as well do it.
And
right?
The tank, it's not like, you know how you say tanks sometimes and they just look like.
Now, that is a full on tank.
This is a full on, yeah. Straight up tank that this guy was driving. Yeah. I mean, could you think of anything more awesome than being drunk? I mean, if you are going to drive a vehicle when you are drunk, a tank is probably the safest for you.
The easily the best piece of footage ever was from the intro of World's Wildest Police Chases.
Oh, they where that, the guys that, on the they killed that dude though.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I mean, yeah, you kind of deserve. I mean, when you're running over cars and through residential neighborhoods and stuff, yeah, that's how you die. Yeah. But yeah, him driving that tank like through the streets and stuff, like just steamrolling the Ford Fiestas. It's pretty cool.
But if you're in Russia and you are drunk and you're driving a tank, I feel like you're doing it right.
Yeah, I feel like that's just being. Russian.
Absolutely. Sorry, you know, that is Russian.
You have some potato vodka and you go drive over things with a tank.
Vladimir Putin.
Do you think, I mean, like, okay, I've never been to Russia.
Okay, but we have it. You can close your eyes and envision it.
No, what but I mean, do they have, like, boring ass suburbs like we have here?
Yeah, like, I mean, probably.
Not really. I imagine they think of, like, America, all we are is fat and stupid and doing stuff.
Okay, fairly accurate.
Bucksplish.
I don't really envision, like, a Russian family, like, having, like a suburbanite type home with, like, a golden retriever. I feel like it's more like a robot dog with a tank in the driveway.
I mean, did you hear the details of this story, what this guy did? So he almost drove into a house. He missed that. And then he crashed through a pile of chopped firewood, very on brand for cold winter Russia.
Sounds Russia.
And then he made a sharp turn across the waste ground towards the international airport. It's like all of that is right there. Like that's the most Russian thing ever.
It's like a garbage pile.
It's like, yeah, it's just like raw sewage, chopped wood, house, airport, tank, vodka. So a dude called 911 heading back to Florida, in Indian River County, Florida, because he was seeing aliens. So he called the cops at 2 a.m. Thursday. The deputy who was telling dispatchers over the phone that the dude was reporting seeing aliens did not see any aliens himself, but he did hear three gunshots. The dude said that he stole tape and off insect repellent spray from a Family Dollar and then started freaking out because he saw, you know, I don't know what this guy was on, but it must have been something good. He said he saw little ones flying low on the ground, and so he decided to squeeze off a couple of rounds at him because he didn't want to go Independence Day on them.
Dave, you know what the answer to this is, and it's Florida, so the answer is always meth.
Meth.
But also, meth. I feel like bath if you salts. Sprayed Raid into an alien's eyes, that would probably mess it up.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't have... Yeah. I don't think anybody or any outer space being that gets Raid in the eyes is going to be doing well.
Because they kind of are bugs already, right?
Also, I don't like spraying Raid because it bounces off walls.
It bounces off
walls. The stream from Raid shoots out like a laser. Right. And, like, and if you're too close, it will hit and splash, and I'm always afraid it's going to get in my eyes.
Oh, yeah. You'll get some, like, shrapnel on your leg, and then
you feel like you're burning.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, oh, my God, I got to cut off my leg now.
Why are you guys going out? Why are you guys going outside to spray... For
no, spider. Inside.
You cut an angle, man. Like, don't do it where it's going to bounce back at you. Don't you know it? Like,
hey, man, those spiders and stuff are agile.
Avoid the stream, man.
Don't cross the streams.
So a Gainesville man has confused a lot of people with this one. They arrested the dude because he stole a $5 bill from a woman and then promptly ate it. According to the arrest report, Henry Chambers Jr. snatched a $5 bill and then put it in his mouth, chewed it, and swallowed it.
Do they come out like coins do as well? Anybody have any experience?
Well, do you mean like when you sit down and you poop out a $5 bill, is it quarters?
Hey, man, you got change for a five?
Sound like a slot machine.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So this probably won't surprise you, but one in three people have lied to their significant other about the number of sexual partners that they've had. I don't know why this would come up in conversation. Like, don't ask your significant other how many people
you are
they've been
both
with.
Super open about things like that.
Even then, like, why?
I feel like it's just very juvenile to be asking a question like that. Like, well, how many people have you slept with? Well, how many people have you slept with?
I feel like
it's just finding a reason
like
to be mad.
I feel like there's certain it works with certain couples, but for like I don't know. That's not a conversation that
name
I care.
One couple that has worked for.
It always ends up in a fight.
It always ends up with somebody being insecure or somebody being jealous.
I feel like if you got an open relationship, you don't care.
Can you imagine being Wilt Chamberlain's wife, though? Because what
I feel like he padded those numbers.
The 10,000 women or whatever it was.
I know, it was 30,000.
Yeah, 30,000?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's a lot. I mean, like, I think having conversations about what you like in that arena is good and helpful and stuff. But, like, I don't necessarily think that I'm with you. You have to have that conversation. Like, that's not a conversation my wife and I have ever had.
Have you had it with other people, though? Anybody
no.
here?
No.
Dave Mahoney, Ian, nobody?
Oh. I've had people ask, and I'm just like,
Yeah, same. I had people ask. Yeah. I'm like, that doesn't
I feel like that's like, that leads in.
Right? Three.
You're about to be my third.
Just you.
Just you. You're the only one.
You're the only one that matters, which is true.
I love that spin. You're the only one that matters. So let's just change the subject. Because what if you have people who actually do answer their real number? I feel like that's whenever
it's
you have to try
good.
And make sure your face doesn't
high.
React, right?
Yeah, there's never the right
and
number.
And if somebody says,
know?
Like, 5 or 4,
well,
then they're like,
deterrent,
you're,
honestly.
Then you're like, you're lying to me now. Yeah.
So I mean, I had somebody tell me once it was like 100-something people, and I was like, mm-mm.
That's too many for you.
100?
Well, I mean,
yes.
how old were they?
We were in college.
Okay, that's a lot by the time you get to college.
So I kind of was thankful that person told me that.
Look at Ian over there. He's
like,
go get on a Mayflower.
What? He's like, what, just 100?
That's it, really?
No, I mean, whatever you do, you. But at that point, I was like, no, it was. I was glad that I didn't.
Why? It could have been the best of your life. I mean, this dude's been with 100 different people.
The way he kissed, probably not.
Oh, so he's probably lying.
Or, you look at it the other. You're looking at it from one way. I'd say, or nobody decided to stick around. So he's.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Other than that, Chucklehead said, a girlfriend asked me once, and I answered, don't ask questions you don't want the answers to, and I still stand by that statement today.
See, but like, isn't that even an uncomfortable, an uncomfortable conversation to have? Because whenever you say that, that makes me think that you've got the numbers.
But it's better, what do they always say? It's better to appear a fool than to open your mouth and to prove it. And in this case, the person can speculate whatever the hell they want, but if you confirm it, then all of a sudden it's, there's no right answer to it.
Just don't ask.
They say a third of Americans or a third of everybody has lied to their partner about this.
Yeah.
Because I think that number's low. I think
one
third
is low. 100% of people
I would say it's at least at 50.
Shoot it way low. Way low. Just like your manhood. Like,
I'm of the thinking that unless something precludes you from, like if you're religious or whatever it may be, or you met your significant other when you were in high school and you guys stayed together the entire time, unless there's like a really unique situation like that, I think that everyone goes through a whore phase.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Everyone.
Speak for
who
yourself.
Who do you think is more
not
apt to lie about the numbers, men or women?
Women.
For sure.
Because, it's like this whole like notch 50, on the bedpost 50. Thing.
It's 50-50.
You think guys lie and bring the number down?
No, I think guys lie and bring the number up sometimes. And then
when you say that you've been with 200 women.
I've never said that number ever,
ever. 1 million women.
All the women.
1 million.
How many women are in the world? Every one of those.
You got it right. One. Well, there you go, Dave. My wife.
The one that matters. That's what he said earlier.
Yep, exactly.
So, dude. When you walk into a Walmart and it's and it's not the normal stink that you get with a Walmart, you know something is a foul. And that's exactly what happened at a Walmart in Oklahoma. Had to be evacuated because a skunk wandered into the men's shoe department.
No.
Yeah.
There's some stinky feet.
Nobody wants to come up and shop at Skunk Spray Central, said the guy who was in charge of getting it out. It's more fairly common than you think. I tell everyone to go look at the fountains. Any kind of entry that they can find to gain entry, they're going to. I had no idea that skunks were that sneaky.
I mean, they're small. Are they?
Are they rodents?
Rodent for sure.
Skunk be considered a rodent?
Rodent? I would say so. If a raccoon is considered a rodent,
a raccoon's a rodent?
I would think so.
A raccoon is not a rodent.
What's one size up from a rodent? Like, when do you size out of being a rodent?
What's a marsupial?
Something that has a pouch?
That's a pouch. That's a kangaroo. Pouch.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Are you sure
according
raccoons
to
aren't rodents?
PropertyCasualty360.com, which
what? How did you end up?
Are you buying houses?
I said, I said, is skunk a rodent?
Is skunks rodents?
Honestly, somebody
in Florida
has
probably
skunks
typed
skunks
that
are not rodents. So
skunks are not rodents. But what is that one size up?
What is the classification?
Do you just become an animal then?
Classification.
Did you go from rodent to animal?
Is it a class or a phylum? Phylum?
What?
Phylum, well, family, order, class.
You are actually getting dumber listening to this radio show right now.
It's because it's a
It's a meth head.
Family.
Wait, skunks are meth heads? This makes
a lot of sense. They're a mammal. It's a class. Mammalia. Wait,
so, doesn't that sound like genitalia?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, like, let me see your mammalias, girl.
Call or text the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show anytime at 833-YO-DUMMY.
So as we round things out today, there is an update that is coming down from the governor of Nevada, Steve Sisolak, at some point today at 3 o'clock. The briefing is going to be happening, and he's going to be with a bunch of health experts, and they're going to be talking about the virus response as well as a vaccine plan. So I don't know. Hopefully there's some good news out of this that, you know, the plan is working.
I don't know if you've watched a lot of these press conferences.
There haven't been quite as much substance as maybe you'd hope for.
It's like, stuff's going on, kind of the same as it was.
Things are still bad, and they might get worse, or they might get better.
I was watching these like religiously at the beginning, and now I'll just read a recap
same.
Now.
Yeah. I agree.
I'm not gonna sit around.
Some really exciting news tomorrow at midnight. So technically, like late Tuesday night going into Wednesday, 12:01 is when Circa is going to open in downtown Las Vegas.
And it looks amazing.
The stadium swim that they have out there, I mean, you can be at the pool, and it's nothing but this enormous wall of televisions.
I saw...
Their sports book is sick. Barry's, new steakhouse.
I saw pictures, so they're doing like a soft launch, and so they're having, you know, people in there. And I had a friend last night who ate there, and it looked so damn good.
So if you ever been to Scotch 80 Prime over at the Palms before the Palms got shut
which
down.
Which was our favorite steakhouse.
Yeah, so the guy that opened Scotch 80 Prime, Barry, is the namesake of Barry's now at Circa. So they kind of plucked him away, and he is now running Barry's, and it looks awesome.
I mean, if it's as good as Scotch 80 or better, I want to go like tomorrow.
From the sounds of it, they didn't hold back anything.
The interior looks amazing. Everything that I saw last night on Instagram. My buddy Sam was out there, and I was just like, damn, this
makes
looks
you so hungry, huh?
Great.
Yeah, so Andrew Simon, who's the new CEO of the Fremont Street Experience, said, for 40 years, there has not been a new property built from scratch down here. That's most of my life. It's a huge deal for the Fremont Street Experience.
Yeah.
It's going to add new dimension to downtown. But, I mean, it is every bit as cool as any of the mega resorts that have been built in Las Vegas. And for the fact that they built it downtown right in the Fremont Street Experience, it's going to be awesome.
I hope this starts. I mean, obviously, you know, this started being built and planned many years ago before we saw the, you know, craziness that COVID has caused. But I hope this does kind of start a revolution downtown. Derek Stevens has done a really good job with the D and the Golden Gate and all that, you know, like really making the D a destination again to go to. And for locals, this is what I'm for. Easy parking, great parking. Restaurants, good entertainment, and catering to a lot of locals. This is, I hope that's what they turn Fremont into.
Yeah, and
as
so
a whole, I hope this starts a building boom.
The dude who's the CEO of Plaza, Jonathan Jossel, said it's going to add a new dimension to downtown. It's true that we're in the casino and hotel business, but obviously the Plaza sits right across the street from where Circa is. He said, but people don't always realize that we're also in the redevelopment of downtown Las Vegas business. Yeah. As downtown gets better, we all get better.
Absolutely.
They're doing a great job, just like Mahoney said. It looks amazing. We were actually a couple weeks ago talking about the whole infrastructure on the inside and just changing all of the lighting in there, too, little by little, piece by piece. It looks so good.
Yeah, the D's
I was just
done
down there
job.
Last week and looks
Can
great.
We just get rid of the performers now? Can we just...
You don't like that?
No. The dancing dealers and stuff?
No. I'm talking about like the
on Fremont Street
unauthorized
the little circle. I don't hate that.
Giving me a look.
Ian, those are your
They're
people.
They're people too, sir.
Yes,
they
I
are.
Know.
They
or
need
can
the
we
money.
Start licensing it? It just feels, I just don't like it.
Kind of trashes it up a
it
little
does.
Bit.
It does.
I feel like that's what people go down to Fremont Street expecting, though.
Yeah, I kind of like it.
Exactly. There was a guy down there just this weekend who was holding the sign that said, Tom Brady sucks.
He's always down there. And then I think on the other side, he also is talking crap on Dallas. I think the other side says Dallas also sucks.
Dallas deserves it.
I don't know. I'm tired of getting hassled by Bootleg Elmo.
I mean, so here's the thing, is that Bootleg Elmo, I agree, can be annoying, right? But on Fremont Street, there's an expectation, and they're actually all pretty well behaved. It's not like when you go to Venice or something, and it's just a bunch of
Not just on Fremont, but can we on the regular strip too? Just cut it out.
No. Yeah, I mean,
just
on the strip.
Just stick it onto Times Square. Stay there.
yeah, keep it on Fremont Street. Everyone stays in their little circle.
Nah, I want to go. I want to start going to Fremont more often. I mean, like I said, with Circa and Barry's opening.
But you just can't bear to see these people.
What about
it's
the
not
burlesque
like
girls?
You.
I love it with the girls. They have all their like.
No,
flat,
I want to be able to bring a
their boobies out.
You're going to bring your children down to go eat at Barry's.
Yeah.
No, because they can't go in there because it's 21 plus. The entire casino is not.
They don't want to see strollers.
It is not built for my children, and I get that. Daddy will go down there for some adult fun.
Are you stopping at Glitter Gulch, too?
No, that place is gone.
Is it gone?
Yeah. I went there one time, I think it was with you.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. That was awful.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me. It's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.